And if I would just add to that, the necessity of humility in all of this, it's the natural outcome of realizing who we're dealing with, which really has been the foundation of this whole study. You brought us in the very beginning to Isaiah chapter 6. I'll just suggest two other chapters to look at. Yeah. One is Ecclesiastes chapter 5, where in the beginning of Ecclesiastes 5, it says, be very careful, if I could paraphrase, when you come into the presence of God. God is in heaven. You're on the earth. Let your words be few. Don't be rash with your lips. Don't just say whatever comes into your head. When you're in the presence of God, and we're always in the presence of God, this is Ecclesiastes chapter 5, we're always to realize that I can't just go off and do whatever I want. Mm-hmm. I'm in the presence of God. And then the other is Hebrews chapter 12. At the end of that chapter, it says, since we're receiving a kingdom that cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God reverently and with godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. Again, just the same thought. God is my master. God is the one whom I'm serving. The holy God of the universe is the one who has given me a task for today. Am I going to exalt myself in the task that he has given me? Or am I going to do it not with eye service, like as men pleasers, like the King James says in Colossians 3, I think, but doing it as unto the Lord? And then it doesn't matter who sees. It doesn't matter whether someone tells me what a good job I did. Mm. We have to always keep in check our desire for self-approbation, self-encouragement. It's so easy. You find it in yourself the moment you do something for the Lord that you kind of look back, and we should look back and evaluate, did I do the right thing? Did I seem to feel that the Lord blessed that work? Maybe I should have done something different. But to evaluate it so easily leads to, well, that turned out pretty good after all, and I think I'll do more of that or something. Mm-hmm. And the Lord wants to encourage us to use us, but self comes in so quickly, and we really have to judge that. We should encourage one another, too, in their service. We should do that because that helps one another. It helps the other know that the Lord used them. But to receive that encouragement with humility is always the challenge for each one of us.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to follow that up with you kind of went right over something I think is very important. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the sufficiency of Christ, and then we just kind of went on. And I'd like to come back to that thought because it in time in with... To tie in, I saw you look at your clock. Yeah. To tie in with Steve's thought, in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16, it says, who is sufficient for these things? Who's sufficient for these things? Hmm. We're not. He goes on to say, for we are not as so many peddling the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as from God, we speak in the sight of God in Christ. And then he says, just what Steve said, do we begin to again to commend ourselves? Is that what while we're serving? He says, or do we need, as some others, epistles of commendation and so forth? And then I want to drop down to verse 5. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God. It's nothing that we can do. There's not a thing we can do. And then he goes on in this portion to elaborate on that. And I, you know, in fact, in 2 Corinthians, it encouraged me not long ago to see that in 2 Corinthians, at the beginning of Corinthians, he says, for spiritual work for the Lord, our sufficiency is in Christ. And then in chapter 9, verse 8, he says, for material needs, our sufficiency is in Christ. And then for physical needs, in chapter 12, he says, our sufficiency is in Christ. It's my grace is sufficient. So in every area of our life, we've got not to commend ourselves, but we've got to rely upon him.
You think another thing also, in connection with what's been said, but what the Lord would say even to Isaiah, behold my servant. It's seeing the Lord in his perfect service as he was here below. Mm-hmm. And then we can follow his example.
Closing thoughts. We have to. Let's close a word of prayer. Father, we just come before you and we thank you for the time we've spent in your word. Father, we realize how, as we look at your holiness, we are really in awe. And we have to bow down before thee and confess how unholy we are. As we look at ourselves, as it were, we can see this. But Father, we thank you too that you've sent the Lord Jesus into this world, and that what he did on that cross, and by his death and burial and resurrection, he has made us fit for your presence, all because of what he did. We just would pray that you would take this truth that we have been discussing and really help us to live in the good of this. We realize, oh God, it's very easy to talk about these things and just talk about them. And we need your help to make this good in our souls so that ultimately it really reflects to your glory in our lives. And so we just would thank you for this time and just would commit ourselves to you now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.